Good morning, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Thursday, July 23rd. Today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, which is perfect because it is July in the Owens Valley, and at this point, most of us are also soft serve. It's going to be one of those days. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital. We begin with the latest official updates on the Rock Fire near Big Pine. As of the latest official CAL FIRE update available Wednesday night, the Rock Fire near Black Rock Springs Road and Highway 395 in the Poverty Hills area is listed at 11,141 acres and 15% contained. CAL FIRE says crews made significant progress Wednesday building and reinforcing containment lines. Fire activity along with southeast flank has been secured and crews have started suppression repair where the fire's edge meets Highway 395. The western flank remains active as the fire has moved on to U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management lands. Crews are focused on the northwest sector, where ground crews and heavy equipment are working to strengthen control lines and reduce threats to northern communities. CAL FIRE says crews will continue working through the night, supported by night flying helicopters when conditions allow. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect. Residents should follow Ready Inyo CAL FIRE and the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and official emergency alerts for the latest information. A Rock Fire information line has been established, 760-350-2742. Eastern Sierra Now is also aware of a separate fire response reported along Highway 395 near the Klondike area outside of Big Pine. At the time of this recording, I had not found any separate official public update confirming acreage, containment, cause, injuries, structure, damage, or road closures for that incident. Because that we're not going to guess, but I did drive down today and do a quick live video while the highway was closed. There was only a little bit of smoke, so I don't think it really got that out of hand, but I'm not quite sure. I did hear from some people on site that they believed it was caused by faulty trailer chains on a car coming up from LA throwing sparks and that it caused two fires right in the same area. They were both put out. It was on the east side of the Klondike Curve area close to Big Pine. The road was closed for about an hour and it seems like everything on that worked out just fine. Thank you to our first responders for being there. If any official details become available, ESN will update the community. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating David Lana. He was last seen Friday night, July 17th at High Country Market and Gas in Big Pine. David is 37 years old, about 195 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He may be driving a red 1990s Jeep Wrangler and is known to explore remote off-road trails around Big Pine, Tinnamaha, and Aberdeen. Anyone who has seen David, his vehicle, or has information should call the Inyo County Sheriff's Office at 760-878-0383 or call 911. Two Bishop athletes had a big weekend at the 2026 California State Games at UC San Diego. Wyatt Mears brought home a full set of medals, earning gold in the hammer throw, silver in discus, silver in shot put, and bronze in javelin. That is especially impressive because he had only recently started training in hammer and javelin. Ryan Sharkey also made his track debut after just 2 weeks of training. He competed in the 100 and 200 meters, earned praise from a race official, and proved he belongs on the track. Wyatt now heads to the 2026 USATF National Junior Olympic Track and Field Championships, where he will compete in discus on July 31st. Today's Eastern Sierra Now News is brought to you by the Bishop Veterinary Hospital. With wildfire season active, this is a good time to make sure your pets are part of your emergency plan. Keep leashes, carriers, medications, food, water, and vaccination records somewhere easy to grab if you need to leave quickly. And remember, pets can feel stressed too. Smoke, sirens, packing, and evacuation alerts can all make animals anxious. Bishop Veterinary Hospital helps care for the pets who are part of our families, from routine visits to the moments when something just does not seem right. Thank you to the Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting local news and our community. Mammoth Hospital has honored Pastor Mark Smith with its Summit Award. The Summit Award is the hospital's highest quarterly employee recognition. Pastor Mark was recognized for going above and beyond for patients, including organizing volunteers and helping build a wheelchair-accessible ramp so a patient could safely return home. He has also volunteered his own time to transport patients for specialized care. Mammoth Hospital says his compassion shows that healing is about more than medicine. The town of Mammoth Lakes is reminding residents and visitors to use caution around construction and roadwork areas. Drivers should slow down and watch for workers, follow signs, and be patient with delays. The public is also asked not to enter construction sites or confront workers directly with concerns. Questions about building projects can go to the town building department, and road-related concerns can go to Public Works. The Bodie Foundation will host the Friends of Bodie Fest dinner on August 8th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. The dinner is open to the public and will include food, entertainment, and raffle prizes, including Bodie experiences, local baskets, a Mono Lake canoe tour, and more. For more information, go to the Bodie Foundation. The City of Bishop is again enforcing posted 2-hour and 3-hour parking limits in designated areas. The city says parking turnover helps more people access local shops, restaurants, and services. Drivers should watch posted signs. Vehicles that exceed time limits may be cited. Eastern Sierra Now is here for the updates that matter. Fire information, emergency alerts, missing person notices, community events, local achievements, and the stories that connect Indio and Mono counties. When a business sponsors ESN, they help keep the information moving. Businesses and organizations interested in supporting Eastern Sierra Now can contact Trish Baker at tbaker@easternsierranow.com. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. It's hot, smoky, busy, and somehow still dinner time. And I'm not talking about ribs there. I'm just talking about the Owens Valley. Copper Top Barbecue has ribs, tri-tip, all the hearty sides to go. Trust me, some of the best mac and cheese you'll ever have. Trust me, it's my favorite. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Because some nights, the best recipe is letting somebody else cook. Especially Al. If Al's the one cooking, you're going to be stoked. Go and tell Al Jesse said what's up. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Mammoth Lakes Library has sewing and alteration hours today from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues at 11 a.m. with Harold and the Purple Crayon. Bishop Twin Theaters continues summer matinees with the Goonies today at 11. Amaka food distribution is today at the Walker Senior Center from 10 to 10:45 a.m. and Bridgeport Community Center 12:30 to 1 p.m. Farm-to-Table Market returns today from 4 to 7 p.m. and Bishop United Methodist Church. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program Community Market is today from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grounds on Paha Lane. And always, Patsy Cline opens tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Hayden Cabin in Mammoth Lakes. Amaka food distribution continues Friday from 3 to 4 at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue and Crowley Lake Fish Camp will host a dog adoption event Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the marina. Cardinal Village Resort hosts Christmas in July on Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. with free entry and family activities. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the O Ridge Outdoor Amphitheater in June Lake with a program on black bears. And live music Sundays continue at Cardinal Village from noon to 3. Here's your Eastern Sierra Now weather outlook. The region remains in a hot and dry July pattern. Bishop, Big Pine, Owens Valley, hot days, warm nights, continued fire concerns. Mammoth Lakes, high country, temperatures will be cooler than the valley. Conditions remain dry with possible afternoon winds. Pretty much the same old story there. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Thursday, July 23rd. Thank you to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's newscast and to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, community stories, visit EasternSierraNow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Trust me, you're going to want that. We just added a travel section that shows you everything from local flights, local hotels, local landmarks, hiking trails, campsites. Anything you can think of locally is on that app. I asked chat to tell me more about it and what it thought, and it said you didn't create an Eastern Sierra Now app, you created an Eastern Sierra Super app. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you need to go check that out. It is currently only on iPhones, but we are vigorously working to get that out there for Android as well. So if you got an iPhone, go check out our app. It's free. EasternSierraNow.com should have it. If not, it's in your app store. And also remember, social media, YouTube, we're on everything, man. You guys, you need to check us out. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Thursday. Keep checking official Rockfire updates and enjoy National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, preferably before the Valley heat turns it into vanilla soup. That joke was a little better than the first one, but I wouldn't say it was great.